was going to town. Sing away, lady, sing away. Riding a billy goat and leading a hound. Sing away, lady, sing away.
Hi, I'm Simon Green. It all seems such a short time ago. There I was, trying to survive a lingering death in Stoke Newington, London. It's 1956. And there they were, my parents, Leonard and Lily Green. More like ancestors in that cramped, stuffy, over-furnished living room. More like a dying room. Unaware of the bombshell about to explode. Dad's a GP, and when he wasn't out on his calls, he was glued to that television. But tonight, the program should keep him awake. You see, that ugly mug smiling on the box is our good old chum, Abdul Gamal Nasser.
It's unbelievable. Please, Lily, turn that radio down, for God's sake. I can't concentrate on the crisis.
Don't you rock me, Daddy. Ooh, don't you rock me, Daddy.
Lily! We're all going to be vaporized any moment that she's singing along with Lonnie Donegan. Lily, this is a crisis.
So what's new?
We're living in a criminal state. We should protest. We should be marching.
The people's flag is deepest red. It shrouded o'er our mountain
oh,
dead.
God, just my luck to have radical parents. Mother, father, I have something to tell you. I'm leaving home.
Really, Simon? How interesting.
What about your studies?
To hell with the law. I'm giving it all up.
Are you mad? Giving up the London School of Economics?
Leonard, going red in the face doesn't suit you. Simon, darling, tell me more.
I'm not going to become a barrister. I have decided to become a poet instead.
Oh, yes? And where are your poems?
Well, actually, I start writing tomorrow. But I'm leaving home tonight. Now.
Don't worry, darling, we can afford therapy.
My case is packed. There, in the hall. Thank you for bringing me into this life. Now I'm going to live it. So it's goodbye. Forever.
Good. Now I can concentrate.
Leonard, no more crisis.
Hey, why did you turn off the radio?
Leonard, let's go to bed.
Where's he gone this time of night?
Soho. Where else?
Soho.
Soho. I just stood there and breathed it all in. That smell of coffee, exotic cheeses, rotting, putrefying rubbish. It was perfume to my nostrils. Beautiful.
Louis. Hi, Louis. Nice to see you, mate. Where are you off to?
Soho Gallery. Got any snout?
Sure.
Ta, Simon. See ya.
Goodbye, Louis.
I watched Louis through the window of the Soho Gallery talking to Ivka, the exotic Yugoslavian who owned the gaff. She looked like a passionate vulture as she stroked his hair.
My darling, not again. You look at it three times last week.
Please.
Okay. Just one pretty little peek, you naughty, beautiful Hibernian boy.
Then she opened her safe, revealing the object of his passion. A small painting.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Dazzles. It lights up the universe.
Careful, my darling. This brack is worth maybe £10,000.
It is beyond value. That sizzling white against that cosmic cobalt. Bird in flight. Listen. It sings.
He just stared and stared. But I had other fish to fry. Opposite was Black Boston's Jazz Cellar. This was the place. Let's go down and make the scene.
Boston, congratulate me. This is rebirth, my baptism of fire, the first real day of my life.
Great. What's your poison?
Do you sell hot chocolate?
That's cool, real cool.
It was crowded as usual. All the faces, all the fingers. Hold on. This face was new.
G'day.
A stupendous day. Who are you?
I'm Victor.
I'm Simon.
How are you, Si? Whiskey?
Actually, I've ordered a hot chocolate. Thanks.
Whiskey's the water of life. Go on. Have some.
That's awfully kind of you.
My pleasure. Drink up, Candide and my sweet new friend. We've got two more bottles to get through.
He was the most handsome man I'd ever seen. piercing cornflower blue eyes, suntanned, open, smiling face as if he'd just stepped out of a Hollywood film. Somehow I knew I could trust him. Some people are like that.
Oh, gosh! I feel so good. I feel so good tonight. Victor, you've worked the magic.
Try to oblige. What do you do for a living, Si? Are you a student?
I intend to become the most significant poet of our generation.
Good on you. Drink up, Si.
Cheers. This is the first day of my true liberation.
Here's your chocolate, kid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Boston, meet my new mate, Victor.
You dig jazz?
I dig everything. Black Boston.
You heard of me?
You bet. Even down under, your name is Legion.
So that's where you got that tan?
Yep. I blew in from Sydney, Australia. Yesterday.
Australia's real square, so I heard.
That's why I'm here. London, in the center of things.
Give me some skin, Victor. Hope to see you around.
Boston, I'm not just passing through. I'm taking over this whole scene. 6 months. Hey, Si, where are you going?
Must blow.
So long, Boston.
Victor, I can see you wicked. I did.
Oh, fresh air. God, it's killing.
So, how are you going to take over this scene, Victor?
I'll see an opening, and in I'll go.
Victor, I just want to say you've probably changed my life.
Yes, and now we must change the world. Hey, look at those kids. Ain't they beautiful?
Teddy boys. Victor, I really must skedaddle now.
Where are you off to? The suburbs? Home?
Home? Me? You kidding? Oh, I left home long ago. I live rough. Farewell. See ya.
If you looking for trouble, you come in the right place.
The French Cafe, Old Compton Street. All the bums, bohemians, artists, tea leaves, mysteries and layabouts were there. And even a few intellectual prostitutes.
Hello, Simon, my little pretty boy.
Dolores, how's trade?
I've shut up shop.
Did I see you scribbling?
Oh, yeah, I'm writing a book.
What's it called?
Sitting on a Fortune.
Good title. What does it mean?
I was working in this factory, right? A slave and my guts at a sewing machine for a mere pittance. And then one day, I suddenly realized I was sitting on a fortune. Here I am.
Great. We're both writers.
I thought you were a student.
I'm a poet.
And I bet a very hot lover, huh, Simon? Why don't you come home with me now? For free.
Next Thursday, maybe. Incidentally, have you seen my girlfriend, Sarah?
She's in the corner.
Thanks, Dolores. Bye.
And there she was, watching everything. Sarah. Long raven hair, intense amber eyes, sensuous pouting mouth. Whoever would believe that I, Simon Green, could find a girl so beautiful?
Sarah, my love.
Hello, Simon. Where have you been?
Got some great news. Let's get out of here.
You've only just got here.
Simon! My delectable pommy friend. How nice. This where you hang out?
Who is that?
That is a bloody kangaroo who seems to want to poke me in his pouch. Hello, Victor.
Maybe he's discovered the true you.
What does that mean?
Simon, may I join you?
Actually, we're just leaving.
And who is this remarkably seductive lady?
Victor, this is Sarah.
How do you do?
Sarah, I am deeply honored, moved, and disturbed now that I've met you.
Mustache. Goodbye, Victor.
Enjoy, kids. In youth is pleasure.
Let's go.
Oh, it's freezing out here.
Well, it is the Cold War. Who is he, really?
I don't know. He just turned up.
What an awful man. What a monster. He's very handsome.
Sarah,
I've got some great news.
Tell me.
Race you to the churchyard.
Tell me.
You're freezing. Come on, slow girls. Oh.
There we were, St. Giles's churchyard, sitting on an old tombstone in the rain. Nothing else mattered. Not even the old winos under the tree.
So, what's your wonderful news?
Sarah, do you love me?
Yes.
Well, tell me. Say, I love you.
I love you.
Well, give me a kiss. A proper kiss.
Simon, please. Now, tell me your news.
I've left home. Sarah, I've done it at last. Well, you don't seem too happy.
I'm delighted.
I've burnt my boats. Now I have something else to burn.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
A ceremony to perform. Excuse me, gentlemen, lady. May I borrow your campfire?
Kostya, a tanner.
My pleasure. Sarah, please help.
Your books. Simon, you can't.
My books of servitude. My law books. Help me, Sarah. Help me burn my past.
No, I don't burn books.
Look. My past is going up in smoke. It's wonderful. No more studying. It's bed forever. But not for sleep. No, just endless lovemaking. Sarah, may I move in with you?
All right. We'll try it for a few days.
Stupendous. Sarah, are you sure you love me?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I do.
Beloved children, fancy finding you here.
Victor, did you follow us?
You can't shake me off that easily.
God, you gave me a scare.
I'm not the devil. Simon, I couldn't help overhearing your conversation. You've left home. Mazel tov! Simon, this is an auspicious day. Let's celebrate. I'll take you both to Wheeler's. My treat. The night is young and we are so ravenous.
Victor, you're all positively evil with those flickering flames on your face. It doesn't look amazing. Sarah, let's go.
What are we waiting for?
From then on, it was beautiful downhill all the way, with Victor proving himself a fantastic, marvelous, and deeply spiritual friend. He was loaded.
Oh, Victor, you have ignited my dark sky. Thank you for the oysters and champagne.
My pleasure. Life is a celebration.
Oh, and I just love your white suit. It's incredible, Sarah. I'll be lucky. Sarah? Where is she?
Don't worry. The lady has a magnetic attraction. Simon, I love you. I love this place. I've fallen amongst existentialists.
My head's swimming.
I prefer swimming without water. Let's resuscitate with vino.
The gaff was crowded as usual. Blobs of smudged pink in the dark. Everywhere faces. A pomposity of poets, a plethora of painters, a pretension of philosophers, a cabal of cabalists, and us.
But hold. Who is this exquisite ivory maiden? Dear sweet child, I love you. You seem to have emerged straight from the grave.
It's no go, Yogi Man. It's no go, Blavatsky.
This is Imogen. She never talks, only quotes.
How are you, Imogen?
All we want is a bank balance. And a bit of skirt in a taxi.
It's a far cry from Bondi Beach.
Imogen is escaping from a life of obscene luxury. From a father who smothered her with caviar and socialism.
What are you escaping from, Si?
Radical parents.
Oh, you poor fella. And what are you escaping from, Sarah?
Sarah? I've been looking for you everywhere.
Unfortunately, you found me.
And what are you escaping from, Sarah?
from hypocrisy and instant friendship.
What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I mind my own business.
Whoever you are, Sarah, you look ravishing. I find you extremely attractive and wildly sexy.
Sarah? What's wrong with you tonight?
She is very emotional. She's the greatest dress designer in the cosmos. She's got a great future, if it exists. Hi, Louis.
But Louis was zonked, with his oblong eyes staring up at that great canvas in the sky.
So, Imogen, what have you got to say for yourself now?
It's no go, the merry-go-round. It's no go, the rickshaw.
It's very smoky here, and I've got a lot of work to do.
Listen. I've just remembered. There's an opening in the Soho Gallery. A mixed show.
Life is a mixed show. I'm going home.
Sarah, we would miss your company. Look, she tries hard to be hard, but she smiles upon us. Sarah, how could we survive without you? Sarah, your incandescent amber eyes burn with such quiet watchfulness, and I'm trapped within like some prehistoric blue bottle.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a bunch, friend. I'm meant to be the poet, remember?
Oh. All right.
Marvellous. Simon, come. You and I, my sweet Hebraic friend, are going to change the world.
Oh, are we? Fantastic.
And I also find you wildly attractive, Simon.
The truth is, Victor, I don't trust you one inch.
The truth is, Sarah, you're perfectly right.
Sarah, visionaries are not to be trusted. Only follow.
So what are we waiting for? Imogen, coming?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight.
So we tumbled into the Soho galleries, and everyone we left behind was already there.
The things you run away from, you rush right into. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Simon. Got any snoot?
For you, Louis, anything.
Beautiful. Wondrous.
They were all there. All the faces. All the fingers. And for Jack, the Countess, Jeffrey, Bruce and Oliver Bernard, Paul Potts, the Prince Gustav of Poland, Maltese Harry, Black Larry, John Deacon, Dick Crossman, Lucien the Freud. And Victor was chatting up exotic Ivka, who was ogling him as if he were on a plinth in the British Museum.
These paintings are remarkable.
And so are you. Who are you, my darling stranger?
I'm Victor, at your service.
You are Adonis. You are new and so bronze and strong. You are so beautiful and so rippling with muscles.
He's from Australia.
I see. You are a lifesaver? Good. You must save my life. Victor, I am Ivka, owner of this gallery, with my husband Roy, that small, sweet little man over there. Welcome, Victor. I once fought with partisans and Tito was my lover. Look who's come in. My beautiful young girl Bloom. He is creator of most of this work. Victor, darling, you must meet him. He is far greater than Mr. Chagall. Come, Victor Yankel, my perfect darling. Pleased to meet the greatest critic from Antipodes.
All critics should be minced and fed to pregnant worms.
I agree. Are those your paintings over there? I think they're amazingly beautiful and overwhelmingly evocative.
My dear fellow, you have immaculate taste. Let us talk for 2 hours.
And now I must dash. Victor, we will meet later.
Yes, in the pass of coursing time.
Here's fluff in your keyhole.
Please, Simon, you've had so much. And you're not used to drink.
Oh, and we're celebrating.
Later you'll be celebrating.
I want to make love to you. Now.
Simon, you couldn't make love to wet lettuce. Please, be a good boy. Excuse me, I must have a word with the Countess.
Hey, Boston!
Boston, baby.
Victor, my friend, dear.
Kiss a kiss.
Hey, I'm jealous.
Victor, clock that geezer. That's Tom Crosley.
He owns half of Wiltshire and he can't wait to give it away.
Hello, I'm Tom Crossley. I own half of Wiltshire. I can't wait to give it away. Have some bubbly, old boy.
I see we're going to get on.
Oh, terribly nice of you. Splendid. Pour as much as you want, dear boy. The plunk here is abysmal.
Here's fluff in your keyhole.
Oh, you are splendid. I feel resurrected already. May I be awfully personal? Mm-hmm. Are you a builder's labourer by any chance? You seem so strong.
Tom, I'm anything you want me to be. Wait, hold on. Of course, Tom Crossley. You're in the government, aren't you? You're the cabinet minister.
Oh, for my sins. Shh, please, my colleagues hate it when I go slumming or cottaging. I do hope my position doesn't spoil our friendship.
Tom, I hate your politics, but I love you.
Ah, how splendid, how perfectly magnanimous. I want to cry. Forgive me, Victor, I'm always a little bereft. I hear you are a lifesaver. I wish someone could save me.
Tom, I want you to know that if ever you need any help, your good fairy has arrived.
Quiet, please, everyone! I, Uncle Bloom, demands that you pay attention to the greatest artistic seer and entrepreneur that we have, but don't deserve. He has helped me and other artists to not die of neglect, starvation, and thirst. It is my pleasure to introduce Roy Honeybeat, owner of this gallery. Ah, so, yeah. please, shut up or I'll strangle you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming to this show to see these excellent visionary paintings of Yankel Bloom. My darling wife Ivka and I are privileged to present them to you and to the world. We live in dark days. The politicians are doing their level best to blow us to kingdom come. But we, the avant-garde, believe in the future. This is a land of Philistines, an ignorant society that remains indifferent to her artists. But here in Soho, a few of us try to keep the light shining, the hope alive. And we have a stark choice, my friends. It is either this, or endless creeping Croydon. Thank you, get pissed, enjoy yourself.
Sarah, going so soon?
Yes, I've a ton of work to do. Have you seen Simon?
No, but I'm sure he's fine. Don't worry.
I'm not. Good night.
I hope to see you later. I'll find him for you.
Goodbye.
Simon, there you are. Simon.
The victor.
I was stashed against a whole pile of paintings, floating in that blissful, auto-destructive universe. I was totally out of it, but I could see him. Then guess who came into the stockroom? It was Ivka. She didn't see us. She was crying.
Oh, my God! Help me! Help me!
Ivka!
Oh, my God, you scare me, Victor.
Ivka, what's wrong?
Oh, Victor, darling. I am in deep despair.
Ivka, tell me, please.
Oh, my God. Help me, help me.
How? How?
Oh, darling. Victor. There is no way out.
Ivka, trust me. Tell me.
I have to tell you. I do trust you. Victor, everything is falling apart. Gallery is in frightful mess. We owe everyone. We are in ears up to debt. Roy refuses to see. He is too busy writing his history whore book. We owe rent, lease. We owe electricity for gas, for food. We owe painters. Roy has spent all their money. We owe his mother, his brother. Inland Revenue are knocking on door. They threaten bailiffs. Victor, what are bailiffs? If Roy loses gallery, he loses everything. Oh, love me, Victor. Just love me. Obliterate everything. Pain of existence.
Ivka, listen. I want to help you. Have you anything of value? Anything? think.
No, no, nothing.
There must be something.
When...
Yes? What is it?
No, no, we're skint. Skadoodled. Well, okay. I must tell you. I can trust only you, but you must not tell one soul. Listen, my darling. Roy and I, we have one single thing of value. One thing. In here. Voila! Please look at this painting.
It's a Braque. It's beautiful. Bird in flight. Is it genuine?
Darling, what else? We save for rainy day. And he's pissing down outside. But Roy would never sell. He'd rather live in Hibernate.
Lights up the world. How much is it worth?
Thousands. Maybe five, maybe ten.
We must get it valued.
But we cannot sell it.
Ivka, listen. This painting could be your salvation. Leave it all to me.
Oh, my darling. You are too kind, too good for me. How can I thank you?
We'll find a way.
I trust you. You, my love. Kiss me, Victor. Hold me. Do anything to me. Do everything to me. Oh, Victor, Victor.
For the victor, the spoils. Don't worry, Ivka, I'll make you happy. I'll change your life.
Oh, baby, that is exactly what I need. You know exactly what to do to me. Oh, I have never been so happy in all my eventful but terrible life.
Ivka.
Oh, Victor, darling, darling, darling.
And there I was on the floor. Blissfully out of it, secure in my fascinating new world. And there they were, locked in agonizing and beautiful carnal love. My fabulous, frenzied new friends. Ivka was perfect for him. And at least he was keeping his thieving paws off my Sarah. This was the life. These were Soho nights. It was all a far cry from Stoke Newington.
In Soho Nights by Bernard Copps, Simon was played by Ronan Wybert, Victor by Patrick Toomey, Sarah by Federe Holmes, and Ivka by Finella Fielding. Lewis was played by David Bannerman, Imogen by Melinda Walker, Boston by Chris Gilbert, Dolores by Kate Binchy, Lily by Anne Beach, and Leonard by Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by Peter Dacre, and the director was Alan Jury.